give that same introduction.
Are we?
Right. Let's start our meeting. I hope that folks on the line can hear us. Chief, can you hear us?
Yes.
Awesome. Again, we want to thank our staff and our support folks for helping us out today. So patient. That all of you make the effort to be here. We'll start with approval of the minutes.
Minutes. A second time.
Motion and a second meeting discussion.
Is this for both the budget meeting and the regular one?
Yes.
So there was one correction on the budget.
What?
And we have two number seven. So that's on page six. The fourth district board joint jury service personnel turning over the seventh and three number seven. And then the page seven is on nine. And that's the courthouse increase is number seven. But if you go to page nine, it shows that jury was seven and American courthouse. But we need the correction on page ten.
Your amendment of land access.
Yes.
Second. We have amendment. Favor. Opposed. We'll turn to the chief for the chair.
David, if I could interrupt.
Go ahead.
First of all, thanks for presiding. We can hear you, but it's not very clear. If there's anything that can be done about that.
We try to get some.
Testing, testing.
That sounded clear.
Get rid of it. Hello, chief. Where are you?
That's kind of faint.
Maybe that's just a good chance.
I won't be making any motions today. Box. We're working on the location of the microphone. Just give us one second.
Chief, this is Judge Dorita. I just want to assure you, no motions will be made by me this afternoon.
Yes, I think that should be a standing policy.
All right, hopefully that's better, Chief. If you could go ahead and give us your report.
Yeah, it's not much better, but can you hear me all right?
We can hear you great.
Okay, well, as far as my report goes, I thought I'd mention that Ron and Michael and I did meet with the Judicial Compensation Commission. We had a good conversation with them. We thanked them for the 10% that they recommended last year and asked that they recommended 10% this year, that they recommend 10% this year, and went through the reasons which we feel justify that kind of increase. And I probably don't need to share them here because we've discussed them before, but they seemed quite receptive and they were engaged in the conversation. They had a couple of suggestions of their own, which we addressed in management committee. And the sentiment of the management committee was that there may be, they were good ideas in the sense that they were motivated by all the right reasons, but that as a practical matter, it would be very difficult to implement them. They concerned different salaries based on cost of living in the different areas of the state, and also a seniority-based compensation plan. So we did indicate that we would raise that with, I don't know that we need to discuss it as a council, but we did discuss it as management committee meeting and felt that there are too many practical impediments to those kinds of changes. We continue to visit the 8 districts and very happy with how those are going. I give a speech. I'm focusing for the most part on separation of powers and judicial independence. Touched on some other topics as well. They've gone really, I think, better this year than they've gone in the past. I've done many of these and they seem more substantive and constructive in terms of the dialogue between us and legislators. And I think a big part of that is it's clear to me that they have a very high level of confidence in Ron and Michael. And I think it's really, really made a difference. So I'm happy about how that's going. I think that's all I have for my report.
Thank you. We'll turn the time over to Ron for the State Court Administrator's report.
Thank you, Judge. I want to introduce Hillary Wood.
Administrator.
I'll try again.
So this one needs to be muted. This one needs to have sound.
And you're still trying to find out.
Run a more powerful speaker than me. So. Oops. Yeah. Great. Thank you.
It's because the low ceiling is creating this, it's recycling all the sound. So whatever we capture off this microphone comes out of that speaker because of the way we've had to set it up. So this mic is so good that it's picking up sound really well and then coming up.
Can we move this mic up then?
I think the low ceiling may just cause the whole issue.
That microphone is very clear.
Do we need the speaker?
Well, so this is a better speaker, but when I tested everything, I ran the speaker out of the projector, which is a little tinny, so it's not as clear as this one. But maybe we should just move it to the back and we'll see if that means everything.
that line?
So this speaker's just so powerful that we're getting the echo. You got a great solution. It just.
A simple solution. It's about fix all your.
Jayden Harris?
Yes.
Step.
The mayor. Speed was a rough. Let me do.
Okay.
Let's try that again. One more time. Chief, can you hear us?
Yes. Sounds good.
Okay, we can barely hear him.
Chief, can you hear him?
Okay, so.
I heard that clearly. It reverberated, but it was loud.
We have two active microphones.
This one's not active. That one in the back is active. Anybody else?
Dorita, turn on your microphone.
It came from the chief himself, Mike.
What's that? What's that? How'd I miss that?
We just have books on how microphone.
Yeah.
So all of our.
Everyone out into the hall.
Everybody online.
Brody, did you move?
I didn't mute. I did adjust some settings on the. Is that better? I just didn't know his removal.
Well, so for an others.
Okay.
So that's.
Chief, can you hear us?
Yes.
So we just have to adjust. We can get a show now.
Chief, can you hear us?
I have such a interview Barnes now. And I'm just going to keep moving. So that's all you see is a keep.
Oh, wait, it was a video recording.
That's perfect.
So I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
Okay, you're clear.
Yeah, there's some, there's a little space.
I'll just keep talking, keep adjusting, we'll keep testing. So can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
Our side.
Yeah.
You're good and clear.
It's not bad, Lauren.
Okay, think you got it?
There's a little bit of echo, but it's very faint.
Okay, I'll stop.
You ready? Okay, Hillary, this can never happen. So welcome to Hillary. We're really thrilled to have her on board.
I can't see her.
Brianna, thank you for helping us again. Brianna helped us, helping us with council minutes, been doing a wonderful job. So we're very appreciative that you're here today. And Sarah Sandoval's been helping with TCD meetings. Annie Sperling's been helping with management committees. Susie Lee's been helping to coordinate lots and lots of interviews in the AOC. And now, Hillary, you get to do all of that. Wanted to update you that we have hired a new tribal liaison. I think I answered to be that we had posted that position and we've hired a new tribal liaison. It's really, we're really excited to have her start on Monday. She'll be starting on Monday. So thrilled about that.
Who was that?
Matilda Willie is her name. She was by Kilda. Since we last met, we've had the groundbreaking ceremony for the Manti Courthouse, which went very, very well. Very well attended. It was raining right up until it started, and then it started raining again right when it ended. So we were really fortunate that the weather cooperated with us. The chief gave some really wonderful, inspiring remarks. It was wonderful to have the governor there, other elected officials. And so the community is very excited to have what will be a real asset to Manti and West Philly. Be part of that. We are working toward implementing the wellness resources that you funded recently. We very much appreciate the funding that you allocated to wellness resources. Just as a reminder, all members of the state bar receive access to TAVA, that's counseling services, and MIND, which is a wellness app. And because of you approving funding for this, we are now very close to implementing those same resources for all of the employees of the state judiciary. We have a contract signed with UnMind, the wellness app. I think we're negotiating details on rolling that out. And we're close to finalizing the contract with TAVA. And this, you know, this is a resource that's very much appreciated by employees around the state. We're really thrilled to be able to roll this out to them, hopefully in October. KUTV found out about this and came and conducted an interview. They had a piece that they call Utah State of Mind, and it's about wellness issues, it's about mental health issues. They air that, I think, weekly. And they came to talk with myself and Tiffany Power, who's the third district juvenile court at TCE, about what we've been doing here. And we were really pleased to have them come, and a little bit of a press will let you know when that's going to air, likely to be the end of this month. So it was all very positive, and I'll just mention about how we want to share in our employees. I wanted to let you know that we are working on some record sharing agreements with the Board of Pardons and Parole. This is something that we've talked about for many months now, and now we're actively moving forward on that. There are a number of records that the judiciary has that the Board of Pardons and Parole does not automatically get. And when our district court judges learned about it, they were surprised to learn that Board of Pardons was not automatically receiving those. So we're working with Board of Pardons and Board of Pardons. They're being wonderful, very cooperative. We hope to have the first record sharing ready to go in
December, and then we'll kind of add to that in the coming months. We just start with something that we think will kind of approve the concept, and then we'll likely be coming to you and seeing if we can get some money in the next, not the 2024 legislative session, but legislative sessions that can build this out there. Like the chief said, the district meetings with the legislator have going very well. Really pleased with how those are going. Wonderful dialogue is taking place. I think that those meetings are really accomplishing their purpose of providing us an opportunity to talk a little bit about the independence of the judiciary and to humanize the judiciary by having judges and legislators interact, have a little face time with each other. Those experiences are somewhat rare, as you know, compared to the purpose that we had hoped that they would. Those are all the items that I have, unless anybody has questions for me.
See, no, okay, guys, thank you. Questions for you? All right, a little more reports from our German sheet on management committee. I'll turn to the budget and fiscal management.
Everything's coming up later in these meetings.
Very good. Turn to the liaison, Justice Peterson.
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Hi. We don't have anything to report for the liaison committee. Still quiet.
Thank you.
Very good.
Paul Sandplan.
Nothing to report. It won't come up later.
All right. On the bar.
I've got a few things. July 2023 bar exam results come out on Thursday. And if you haven't heard, with the new cut school, which was 260 down from 270, they have a 93% pass rate. And usually it's in the low 80s, so they think they're admitting 24 more people than they would have in similar cycles. So that swearing in will be October 27th, and it will be more full than it has been in the past. Other things I was asked to just share, that I think the integration with the innovation office and Andrea Domingo is going really well. So they're feeling optimistic about that. We have a new general counsel at the bar. Her name is Maribeth Mahu. So look for her. We also have a new finance director, Nathan Severin. So a lot of changes. In a good way. And then the last thing is fall forms coming out on the 17th, and that'll be back. Zero.
Awesome. Thank you. Turn now to Laura for a traditional education committee.
I'm here.
I'm here.
So thank you for inviting me here today. I can stand there. So the Standing Education Committee prepared its annual report, and you'll see it in tab 2. And there's really just two things we wanted to highlight. One, people are taking more classes. On average, every core employee is enrolling in 24 classes, and they're completing more classes than they were last year. So we saw a 1% increase in completion. So you have a highly trained workforce, which is really exciting. We also want to thank you for approving the changes to Rule 3403, the judicial education rule, to require the training of class in ethics, abuse of conduct and sexual harassment, inclusion and elimination of bias. We rolled out some beta classes on those topics in the spring of this year. We started tracking those in July of this year. And we've seen a lot of people take classes on the 4-day bias challenge. Equality Utah has done classes on equity business leadership for us, outward mindset, and online programs that we have. So really overall, we feel like it's been a really successful year. Standing Education Committee has done a lot of work to bring a lot of positive courses and ideas to the judiciary. And if you have any questions about the annual report, I'm here to answer them.
Any questions?
Thank you for all you do.
Thank you. I'm also minoring in AV.
All right, we'll turn the floor over to Jim Peters. Digital retention.
Thanks, Dutch. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm here to present on a memo that's included in your materials under tab 3. This is the first of several steps that get us to retention in 2024. And it's a requirement that the council certify as compliant with its performance standards, all the judges that are eligible for retention next year. We have to do that by October 1st of this year. So we have collected the forms that you have in your materials from each of those judges. And I summarized the findings there in that memo and would just take any questions that you might have on that before somebody moves to approve the certification of these judges so that we can inform JPEG through a memo.
Right. First, are there any questions for Mr. Peters about the memo?
So we're certifying under a rule, not in the statute, and the commission's going to sign
it.
Okay.
So there's a number of us on the council that are up. So do we just abstain from our own and then vote for the 72 others?
That sounds like a good idea.
Okay.
Not being on the list, I will move that we certify the judges listed for retention.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion or abstentions? We'll show Judge Lanier then. Judge Brower, Judge Lindsay, Judge Barnes, Judge Gardner. Did I miss anybody?
Those are the abstentions.
All of
them. And then the vote on me.
They are abstaining from their individual certification and voting on the others.
And voting in favor of the other 72.
With that, all in favor?
Aye.
Any nay votes? See none in the room and on the screen that passes.
Thank you.
All right. Well, to Mr. Sweeney and budget work and grants, tab 4.
Thank you. And we have a short agenda today, so we'll give you a break from some of the stuff we normally bring, but we do want to go through the financial statements. Melissa will do that, and we'll follow her presentation with some action on a grant by Jordan. Melissa.
Good morning, council members and everyone. Thank you for having us here today. Annie or Brianna, may I have sharing rights?
Working on it.
Okay.
For a while.